We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. I've got to do something. Let me see if I got this thing working right. I may not have this thing working right. Hold on here. Let's see. Karen, do we have you on the air?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
All right. I don't think we have you on our, hold on a second. I've got to do something here. God bless this place. Let's see, broadcast. Let me see if I can do this. Hold on here. Just bear with me. Trying to work out the, all right, now I think we've got you on the air. Are you there?
Yes, hi.
All right, great. Thank you so much. Karen Fatula, our news director. What exactly is going on with Snowmageddon here, Karen?
Well, we've got a lot of road issues on the Ohio side. There are three levels of snow emergency in Ohio. The most severe is number three, and right now that's affecting Noble and Monroe County. Those are issued by the sheriffs from each county. If they catch you on the road without a good reason, like an emergency, you can be arrested. Over in Jefferson County right now, it's a level one, so just use caution with driving. And in Belmont County and Guernsey counties, it's a level two. They recommend you check with your employer if you need to report to work. And they really do suggest you stay home if possible. And over in West Virginia, all 55 counties were declared a state of emergency yesterday in anticipation of this big storm.
Great. And where are you right now? Are you driving? Are you traveling? Or are you based in our mobile newsroom? Or where are you?
I'm out in the snow right now, actually. I am doing some mobile work today.
Okay. And what roadway are you on, and how is it?
Not too bad. The secondary roads are pretty poor out here in Belmont County. Main roads are passable, but probably the best advice is to stay off the roads. Listen to Sheriff Zusak's warning for Belmont County, and unless it's an absolute emergency, you need to stay home.
Okay, great. Anything else, Karen? News director, rivernews.org.
Okay, I would just, again, suggest that you use utmost caution, and there are some good driving tips on our website, rivernews.org, and we are updating as the reports come in of the different snow emergency levels for Ohio, and as they change, you can check those out.
Okay, and you want to tell people about the most important element of this new website, rivernews.org?
Well, you know what? We have an amazing feature. It is all of Dimitri Live and Local podcasts. So you can go on there, and you can review daily what's been said on your show, or if you want to go down a couple of days later and check it out and see what the most important local happenings and hot topics were for Dimitri, you can go on the podcast tab under rivernews.org and see the full catalog of those.
Really good answer. Nicely done.
Yes, I'll go back on this morning and listen to my road report.
All right. Thanks so much, Karen Fatula, news director. Thank you. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Be careful. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Karen Fatula, news director, rivernews.org. Just thought you would like to know. So back to Channel 7. So I'm watching WTRF this morning to get the national network news to see what's going on. And in the 4 o'clock hour, 4 to 4:30 and then 4:30 to 5, there were two long segments on Jimmy Carter, who died 9 days ago. But I guess it's a lot easier trying to puff up this failed president, who, by the way, loved Hamas and hated Israel and hated Trump and said he was illegitimate. But you never see those reports in the stories about him because they're all glowing about, oh, he helped you know, Habitat for Humanity and this, that, and the other. You know, they really downplay that stuff. But boy, he loved Hamas and hated Israel. So there were these two stories, long, just video Valentine's, slobbering video Valentine's. It was disgusting, but that wasn't the worst of it. CBS, now mind you, CBS Network, that used to be a legitimate news source. They used to do news in a legitimate way. Didn't always agree with them. They were still leaning liberal, but at least they were honest journalists. This morning, in this same 1 hour, and this was torture for me. I've got to tell you, I was watching Channel 7, and it was, you know, the CBS affiliate, and this 1 hour from 4 to 5 was so bad, I had to shut it off at about 45, about 15 minutes before 5 o'clock. I'm thinking, I literally cannot watch this anymore. So what they also had, in addition to these two long slobbering pieces on Jimmy Carter, who's been dead for 9 days now, they had a long slobbering piece on a new member of Congress. Congress has 435 members. Republicans control the House of Representatives. Lots and lots of really big, important issues. And you would have thought that CBS, if they're going to cover anything regarding Congress and a new member, would cover at least someone who had an important role to play in what is going to be coming up here. But no. That's not what CBS did. CBS did another long, slobbering video Valentine on a new member of Congress from Delaware. The only transsexual member of Congress. It's a guy who's dressing up like a girl, like a woman. I don't know if he's had the surgery chopping off his wiener. I don't know if he's going through hormone treatments or whatever. But they were going on and on and on. And I mean, just slobbering regarding this one member of Congress from Delaware, new member, who is the only transgender person in Congress. And how it was so unfair that Nancy Mace, the South Carolina rhino Republican, was saying that this dude who is dressing like a woman is not allowed in the women's restrooms in Congress. It was unbelievable. This is all in the same 45 minutes that I was watching the Channel 7 network news, but that's not the worst of it. The worst of it was they had a brief story about Joe Biden, who my sources tell me is still technically the president of the United States, even though his staff is really the president, because he's, you know, lost his mind, that he is going to New Orleans, the Big Easy, to comfort the people there. Terrible terrorist attack, domestic terrorism, by the way. This guy that plowed into those poor people, killing about 15 of them, was born in this country. He's an American Islamist, but he's an American. Was. He's dead now. But the thing that was so god-awful about CBS News this morning was even worse than the two stories, slobbering stories about Jimmy Carter, who, by the way, has been dead for 9 days now, and this new transgender, the only transgender member of Congress. The worst part of it was in doing this story about Joe Biden going to New Orleans to somehow comfort the people and probably sniff their hair and whatever, is what they called him. CBS, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up. I actually couldn't believe it. They called him the Consoler-in-Chief. They actually had it on the screen. Consoler-in-Chief. That he's going to New Orleans to console the survivors of this terrible domestic terrorism attack. The consoler in chief. That was just 45 minutes of a network news, CBS, on Channel 7. It is beyond pathetic. Brian Carlson is writing, I was on the road this morning. I hit a few bad areas during the heavier winter snowbirds. It only took snow bands. It took only a few extra minutes. So I'm glad that he is okay. And again, if you just tuned in, we had a live exclusive interview with the brand new sheriff of Belmont County. His first day on the job, his first morning on the job, and the first thing that he did is come on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. I'm very proud of that. And I wish Jim Zuzak the absolute best. I really do. And he said that he had checked with his people in the county and also checked with the state, and there were no reports of any accidents, no reports of anyone being hurt or whatever. And given the road conditions, and he says roughly 6 inches of snow, that's really quite remarkable. And we also had the press secretary for the state of Ohio Department of Transportation, Matt Bruning, a great friend of the show, recovering broadcaster, just a great guy, honestly, just a great, great guy, and gave us the latest regarding the number of snow plows in Belmont County and what was going on there. So we're all over this. Still no word from Sean Fluharty, the keyboard warrior, who, instead of looking out for his people and staying on top of the West Virginia Division of Highways to see if they're doing a good job, was on Facebook this morning trolling me because I had the nerve to point out that 7 and 9 were both useless last night, both compromised their programming. They sold out their programming. That's all there was to it. It was so bad that David Delk actually posted something on Facebook saying essentially, what the hell are they doing? A lot of people agreed. Well, what 7 and 9 are doing is trying to stay alive because these are dying broadcast media platforms. Local TV, network TV, TV is dying as a media source of any consequence. Forget what it was like a few years ago. Forget what it was like when you were growing up. Those days are long gone. In a few years, you're not going to have, probably sooner than a few years, you're not going to have news anchors, and you're not going to have weathermen and weather women. You don't need them. You don't need them at all. You don't need news anchors or weather anchors to be on Facebook or on Twitter or on YouTube or on Rumble or on anywhere else. The world has changed. Just look at your iPhone. You can get the weather forecast for any zip code in America. 10-day forecast. Any zip code, anytime you want it. Hour by hour. TV is dead. It is dead. We're still waiting for Sean Fluharty to stop being a keyboard warrior and to finally man up. Still waiting, Sean.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.